good to hear your voice.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to talk to you. I've missed you so much, Ed. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, of course. Thank you. I mean, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
So, first of all, did you have a highlight from the VMAs? It looked absolutely incredible.
So I actually didn't get to go to the actual show because my performance was not on site. So
it was at the Casual Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. So I watched the Jack Harlow Lil Nas X performance today, and I loved that. I thought Olivia Rodrigo was great. I thought Camila was great. Sean was great. Yeah. But yeah, I think my favorite was the Nas X one, I think.
I had a thought. I mean, again, it's so amazing from the Brooklyn Bridge, and the new music is so incredible. I had a thought when I was watching you, which was the same thought that I had about one of your flashback posts on your Instagram the other day. The first time I ever saw you live, Ed, was 2012 with about 100 other people at the Hotel Cafe in LA.
Oh, wow.
And I thought when I saw your flashback post about signing your publishing deal and looking at you now from the Brooklyn Bridge, like you're a long way from the Hotel Cafe.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
No, I was just going to say, when was the last time you had that moment where you just looked around and soaked it all in and just looked and acknowledged and soaked in how far you've come and how much you've accomplished?
So it was less of that moment happened recently, but it wasn't like a being on stage and looking around and being like, oh, wow. It was actually a being at home. And it was a week before my anniversary show for Plus. And I hadn't listened to Plus since it came out because I listen to my albums so much before they come out that I just don't really bother listening to them afterwards. Because, you know, I've listened this new album. I listen to maybe 2-3 times a day just to check things, you know, and when the albums come out, I just don't listen to them. And so it's been a decade since I'd heard the album. I put it on with Cherry and a glass of wine, and we put it on the vinyl player. And that it was basically an hour of thinking, wow, this is really different to how I am now. Like it was sort of a time capsule of an 18-year-old boy's diary and being a 30-year-old dad now, listening back to it and remembering all these things happen. That was when I was really like, things have really changed, but not even from a career standpoint, just on a human standpoint, just on where I am mentally, physically, spiritually, just, yeah, it's just very different.
Wow, that I absolutely love that story. I love the thought of you just putting your own record on vinyl. And I love, so do you listen to most of your music on vinyl?
Well, I don't listen to my music really at all when it comes out, but yeah, I do. What I love doing with Lyra in the morning is going down, I make her porridge, and then the vinyl machine is basically next to the kitchen. So I bring the high chair next to there and I feed her porridge and we listen to an entire album of something. And it might be Fleetwood Mac Rumors, it might be The Prodigy, it might be Biggie Smalls, Ready to Die. I mean, it could be like anything, but we listen to an entire album every morning.
That's actually one of the questions that I was going to ask you. When you sing to her, do you ever sing any of your own songs, or is it always everybody else's songs?
No, I sing my songs too. I think I would hate for her to grow up and not actually know my music. I think it's a big part of my life, and I'd love it to be part of her life. I mean, I hope she likes it.
Yeah, something tells me that she will, Ed. That has to be absolutely incredible. I love the thought of Lyra getting her own little personal Ed Sheeran concert every morning with her porridge. That is like the greatest, sweetest visual and thought ever.
Yeah.
If you had to describe Equals in one word, Ed, what word would you choose for us of anticipating Equals?
Well, I think the word I would choose is probably heartfelt, which is weird to say because the songs that people have heard have been like quite, you know, like radio songs. But the albums are very, it's an album written by a 30-year-old dad who is coming to terms with all of that, you know, like it's I feel like the album's very emotive.
Is it more emotive? I feel like kind of what you said earlier about a teenage boy's diary of what Plus was. Is this a 30-year-old man's diary, or is it more of a story that you're telling someone else?
No, it's a 30-year-old man's diary, and it's like I went through grief for the first time. I went through like pure love of, you know, pure unselfish love of my child. I got married. I'm deeply in love with my wife. I have friends that have gone through things. Like the album is basically, it's the same as Plus, but 12 years on.
Well, we are so excited for the full record. We love the music that we have so far, Ed. And as always, it's just such a joy to talk to you. We are so happy and proud to be your radio home in America. And just again, thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you so much for the continued support too. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And again, we just can't wait for the record.
Thank you. And I'll see you next time I'm in San Fran as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ed.
Nice one. Thank you.